a higher level of accountability, zero-based budgeting, and more and better trained people are among the recommendations from an expert panel to improve the Secret Service. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson releases the panel's suggestions today after a two-month study. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on the report and other areas that Jay Johnson's focusing on as Secretary of Homeland Security. Let's start with that Secret Service report. What is the panel recommending, and what did Secretary Johnson say about those recommendations, Jason?
Well, DHS actually just released an executive summary of the report that the panel made up of former Secret Service directors. Now, remember, Francis, this came after the several incidents involving the White House, people jumping over the fence, almost getting into the White House. People, I think both Congress and the agency stepped back and said, okay, how can we do this better? The panel recommends DHS actually hire a new director of the Secret Service from outside the agency. This is a major change. They say the service needs dynamic leadership that can move the service forward into a new era and drive organizational change. They said the only person that can do that is a new director who can come in, make those difficult choices, identify clear priorities, and hold management accountable for any failure. And of course, that person needs a lot of support from the DHS leadership, from the White House, from the Congress, because they're going to have to do what they said, a top-to-bottom reassessment of the entire agency. Aside from the leadership stuff, they talked also about more and better staff training and more personnel. And they also need a hiring process run by human resource experts valued for what they call their specialized knowledge about how to recruit and retain talent in a timely and efficient manner. You know, one other recommendation I think is worth highlighting, the panel says the service must invest in technology, including becoming a driver of research and development that may assist in its mission. Secretary Johnson spoke today at the Professional Services Council and commented on the panel's findings.
In my judgment, the panel's recommendations are astute, thorough, and fair. Fundamental change is needed at the Secret Service, though they do a remarkable job of protecting the president, the First Family, and other national leaders. They do a remarkable job of protecting world leaders who come to the New York General Assembly of the UN every year. They are the best protection service in the world. No other protection service could do what the Secret Service does. It's an organization that is in need of some change. And so it is incumbent upon the leadership of the Secret Service, as well as me, as the Cabinet Secretary of the department that oversees the Secret Service, to bring about this change and make sure that the change is sustained, and we're going to do that.
Now, Johnson says some of the recommendations are definitely not new. They were made back in 1995 as part of what they called at the time the White House Security Review. Johnson says they were just never made, and he is committed to getting them done this time around. And, Francis, we're going to post a link to the panel's executive summary report on federalnewsradio.com later today.
Now, a lot of the changes that he proposed as I read through this seem to come from, or fit with at least, his Unity of Effort initiative. Did he have any updates on that?
In fact, Johnson's speech today addressed nearly every facet of the department, and the Unity of Effort was a big part of it. And he says, you know what, we are making progress across the board. He points to, for instance, the second unqualified financial audit DHS received in November. But where the Unity of Effort really must impact is around employee morale. DHS continues to struggle there. It was once again 19 out of 19 large agencies in the best places to work that just came out last week. Johnson says he's trying to do some big things and some little things to make a difference.
The Deputy Secretary and I have embarked upon an aggressive campaign to improve morale. I think we're starting to see improvements already. We've brought back the Secretary's Awards Program, which had been suspended and gone dormant since 2008, to thank people for their work every chance we get. We're thanking our workforce for their important contributions to Homeland Security. This morning, in fact, I was out in our parking lot at our headquarters at 7:30 this morning, handing out candy canes to workers as they arrived. They were quite surprised.
Now, I know you're thinking, candy canes, great. Now they're going to have to get, you know, fillings for their teeth because the dentist is. But remember, it's little things like that that really do matter. It's seeing your boss that says good morning and thank you and welcome. I think that really does make a big difference sometimes. And for too many years, I think DHS overlooked that little bit. But remember, it's got to be more than just awards and candy canes. Johnson says he's really applying this unity of effort approach to the mission areas. He announced earlier this week a new task force around border security.
We're also putting in place a southern border campaign strategy. We're eliminating the stovepipes in my department, where CBP does its thing, ICE does its thing, and CIS does its thing. We're now going to deal with border security in a more coordinated, strategic fashion, where we're going to have task forces and a task force leader who coordinates the effort in border security in different parts of the country. That plan is underway.
Now, he says CBP, CIS, ICE, and even the Coast Guard, those leaders were routinely in his office over the last 8 months to discuss this strategy. And those three task forces, well, each of them have a different leader. They have an East Coast task force led by the Coast Guard, a West Coast task force led by CBP, and an investigations task force led by ICE. And the overall task force approach is overseen by Peter Verga, the defense advisor to Johnson. Now, Johnson also says DHS is coming together on budget and planning and also informally around a variety of mission areas. But he says more needs to be done to eliminate the stovepipes and change the department's culture. But he really does believe the progress is real. And one other issue I think is just to bring up about culture change and really to change it. He goes, the Senate finally confirmed 13 senior leaders over the last 12 months. So now there are senior leaders from him, the secretary, to the deputy secretary, to commissioners of CBP, to assistant secretaries for, you know, intelligence and analysis. And Johnson hopes that undersecretary for management, Russell Deo, will be confirmed in early 2015.
And that's been something DHS has been wrestling with for a long time, was empty seats all across the executive suite of that agency.
Absolutely. I mean, in many ways, if you don't have that leadership there, everything kind of slows down, maybe not comes to a halt, but you don't have that same leadership that you need to move forward, and morale gets affected too.
You've reported a lot on cybersecurity issues at the Homeland Security Department. They get a lot of authority around cyber with the passage of this package of five bills that are headed to the president's desk. How is DHS moving forward in cyber? What did Johnson talk about there?
You know, the way he spoke earlier today about cybersecurity, it seems to be the second major priority behind, you know, stopping terrorism, protecting the homeland. He definitely says those five bills are important steps for the agency. The most importantly, I think he says giving DHS new workforce hiring authorities is key because, you know, if you don't have, again, goes back to the people. If the people aren't good, if you can't pay them well, you can't bring them on quickly, everything else gets affected. What was interesting, however, about cyber was Johnson's comments about the hack against Sony Pictures and how DHS and others in government are involved.
Very serious attack. We know that the company itself was affected. We know that employees of the company were affected. We know that information, movies that the company was not ready to make public were made public. So it's a very serious attack. And we've got to consider a range of serious options, which we're doing right now in the U.S. government, about how to respond to it. And I would not want this type of attack to be a wave of the future. And so we're considering a range of options about how to respond.
Now, he didn't go into more details. He wouldn't say who did that hack. You know, of course, we've heard from other news media outlets that the senior administration officials are confirming it was North Korea. But, you know, what Johnson said was, listen, this hack shows once again why cyber information sharing is needed and why DHS really needs to be at the center of that effort. Now, all these efforts around cyber or otherwise, you know, mission areas are impacted by the continuing resolution that only DHS is under. Johnson says it expires February 27th, and that puts DHS in a very troubling position. Johnson says they can't do new starts, they can't pay for things they've already committed to. Everything gets put on this pause because, as we know, under continuing resolutions, Francis, there's only so much you can do. You can only spend last year's funding. Now, despite the fact that they are the only agency under a CR, Johnson says his relationship with the 108 oversight committees throughout Congress is stronger than ever, but the budget problems need to be fixed sooner than later.